So, hi there, welcome, that's Educators. Today we are going to talk about one of the most trending and one of the most exciting thing, an exciting technological topic, and that is AR, yes, augmented reality. Now, many a lot of people question me about augmented reality. They ask me, what is this? So, I decided to make a special podcast on it and let's listen to it. So, let's listen to what is augmented reality. See, augmented reality is an interactive experience of a real-world environment where the objects that reside in the real world are enhanced by computer-generated perceptual information, which sometimes occurs multiple sensory modalities including visual, auditory, haptic, somatosensory, olfactory, etc. Now, AR can be designed as a system that fulfills three basic features. First is a combination of real and virtual worlds, real-time interaction, and accurate 3D registration of virtual and real objects. Yes, that's very exciting. We can actually get defined these systems, and we can fulfill three basic features. That is combination of real and virtual worlds. Yes, that's the most exciting thing, because whatever we see in our surrounding, we believe it. Yes. So AR has a capability of showing animations, of showing cartoons in your reality. So if you wear a spectacle having AR, then you will see Pokemons in the real world, and maybe if everybody wears them, everybody will see them. So it can be defined as a system that fulfills three basic features, combination of real and virtual worlds. Maybe that's the most important feature of AR, yes, because AR can do a lot by combining this. Now, real-time interaction and accurate 3D registration of virtual and real objects. Yes. Now, the second part and the third part are pretty technical, and they are required by the people who want knowledge in AR. But since you guys want to use the AR, so you must know a thing that AR can bring virtual and animations and games in the real life. So you may be playing a PUBG in a playground with your friends, or maybe on the global map you will be playing PUBG, okay, and with the help of guns. Yes, that's the power of AR. You can play real life play games, and that's very, very exciting. Now, another thing about AR is that if you use a TV, you have a television, right? You must be having a television, you must be having a cell phone, you must be having a laptop. You have three devices minimum, okay? Not a laptop, then a PC. So you will have these three devices. These are many a times essential. No problem if you don't have it, but yes, many people have them, okay, and three of them together. Now, when AR comes in, what happens is you will wear a spectacle which will show you the screen of a computer or any screen in front of your eyes. So you will feel that you are watching a screen by looking at your wall. So in this way, AR is very, very beneficial. So if AR comes in, and when AR comes in, it will surely come. When AR comes in, your TV goes away. You don't require a TV now, and there is no limitation at the size of your TV. Your computer goes away. You can process things with the help of your AR in front of you, and with the help of some sensors, you can actually type on the surface, and the surface will act as a keyboard for you. So you are doing everything in air, in complete air. You don't require space. At night, you just go on the terrace or in some open area, on some open yard, and you just look at the sky, at the dark sky, and then you start your movie. You sleep on the lawn or you sleep anywhere, and you see the sky, or at your house as well, you see the ceiling, and on the ceiling you will see the movie. Now, maybe if your partner is also wearing this AR glass, then you both will be able to see the movie at the same time. So it's really very, very exciting. You can watch a movie and feel as if you are at the theater. So I mean, that's the most exciting and the most attention-seeking feature of AR, that you can do anything. You can increase your productivity while you are running or while you are traveling. You can go through notes. You can study while traveling. You can do a lot of things. So AR brings in a lot of power. Being able to use AR is like a superpower given to humans. There is no limit to access of information. You can access information at any time. AR has a huge scope, and hence AR is important, and that's the reason AR is so exciting, and that's the reason we are making this podcast especially on AR. So the overlaid sensory information can be constructive or destructive, okay? This experience is seamlessly interwoven with the physical world, such that it is perceived as an immersive aspect of the real environment. You will feel as if you are actually watching it. In this way, AR alters one's ongoing perception of a real-world environment, whereas virtual reality completely replaces the user's real-world environment with a simulated one. Now, there is another thing known as VR as well. We have made a special module on VR also. So please make sure to check it out. It's right there. And after watching that, you have got a simple task. You are supposed to answer which is better. I mean, what do you prefer more? AR, that's augmented reality, or VR, that's virtual reality, or maybe both of them? Yes, there's one concept which is both of them, which is known as mixed reality. And yes, I have made an audio on mixed reality as well. Make sure to look at it as well. So your question is very simple. What is your best take, AR, VR or MR, and why? So let's answer this question and let's interact with it. So let's continue. Augmented reality is related to two largely synonymous terms, mixed reality and computer mediated reality. So primary value of augmented reality is the manner in which the components of the digital world blend into a person's perception to the real world. Now, it is not as simple as a display of data, but it is done with the integration of immersive sensations, which are perceived as natural parts of an environment. And the earliest functional AR systems that provided immersive mixed reality experiences for users were invented in the early 1990s. So guys, you can imagine it was way early. Starting with the virtual picture system developed at the US Air Force in 1992. So 1992 is way early. I mean, that's almost 28 years ago, and that shows us, that tells us that our technology has evolved a lot, but it was very much developed then as well. But AR was not given that much of scope because of cell phones were there. Nobody actually believed in AR, and it was rather costly. But now, with the help of cell phones being everywhere present, the importance of AR has increased, the uses of AR has increased, the applications of AR have increased. So AR has got a huge scope. See, AR can be also used in education. You can do online live classes on a specific platform. You can create a world, virtual world, semi-virtual world anywhere around you, and you can just go there and you all can attend a virtual class over there. So AR brings you that facility. So you don't need to commute to different places. You can just sit at your house and you can do a lot of things. Next is that AR is used to enhance natural environments or situations and offer perceptually enriched experiences with the help of advanced AR technologies. And there is a lot to AR. There is a lot. There is a technology, there are possible applications of AR, everything. So we are making a special playlist dedicated to AR, where we discuss everything related to AR. So make sure, if you have any doubts, you can search in the subtopics and you will get answered on those, that specific topic. So make sure to click the heart button and save the playlist in your favorites, because we are going to bring in a lot of content for you that's very much informative. And still then, stay safe. Happy learning.